Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Bernadette. This is Celeste from Chime Dispute Department. I am calling on a recorded line for quality purposes regarding with a mutual customer of ours named Everlyn. We would like to validate if the charge is valid for $59.89 before we file a charge back.
What is the zip code of the customer?
Well, I'm going to check that one for you. Please hold on, okay? So the zip code is 39086.
And the customer's name?
Everlyn. It's E for Echo, V for Victor, E, R for Romeo, L for Lima, E, A for Alpha, N for November.
And the address?
It's 2135 Shelby Road, Hermanville, Mississippi, 39086.
Yes, ma'am. So I've located the transaction here, and it was a promotion that they did a contest entry, and they had to pay anywhere from $2.95 to $9.95 to enter into the contest. The terms and conditions would have stated that they were going to be charged $59.89 once they did the contest entry. So that's where that charge of $59.89 comes in. But if they haven't, if you haven't did the dispute, I will do a courtesy refund on that, ma'am.
Since Everlyn stated that this charge is unauthorized, that's the reason why I called you guys to validate if the charge is valid.
Yes, ma'am, the charge is valid. However, if the dispute is not going to be filed, we would do a courtesy refund.
Okay. So if that's the case, I'd like to ask Bernadette if for how many business days would the refund will be reflected?
That depends on the bank. I'll do the refund now as a courtesy. Based on the fact they've contacted you as a courtesy, we'll refund it back. But the charge is valid. It's something they did. It's not an invalid charge. It's that they just didn't read the terms and conditions stating that they was going to be charged that once they paid for the contest entry. But we here on this end, as a courtesy, will refund that $59.89 back. We typically tell them it's 3 to 5 business days, depending on the bank.
Okay. So this charge is valid. So this is for a contest entry amounting to $59.89, right?
Right. The contest entry, they probably paid anywhere from $2.95 to $9.95, okay, to get the entry. But in the terms and conditions, which they often should, you know, that where they should read that at the time they put in their card, tells them that it's going to enroll them into a, this is a digital app. It's a meal plan app. It does tell them that when they purchase the contest entry. But the terms and conditions are accepted without being read. And in the terms and conditions, it does state that. But again, based on you called in as a courtesy, we don't mind refunding that $59.89 because we're not trying to do a dispute with you. So we'll refund the $59.89, okay?
It's all right. So if that's the case, so this charge is valid. And how did the cardholder receive the terms and conditions? Is it via?
It would have been in there. No, they would have gotten that when they entered their card number. The card would not go any further unless the terms and conditions are accepted. Just like anything that you get, they said, you know, check off or read or okay the terms and conditions. But if you don't read the terms and conditions, you have no way of knowing that you're going to be charged. If you don't read them and just check the box and keep going on to the next day. So as a courtesy, ma'am, yes.
Yes.
So as a courtesy, I've already refunded that back. So, anything else I can do for you this evening?
So if that's the case, may I please provide me like a confirmation number?
Yes, C as in Charlie. 920 737 239. And in addition to that, I need to cancel the membership because it is an ongoing charge. If the account's not canceled, they'll be charged next month and the next month after that.
So that's like
So I've notated here that I
mm-hmm.
refunded $59.89 as well as canceling the account, ma'am.
Yes, so this is like a subscription or like a
Yes, ma'am.
membership.
Yes, ma'am. That they were enrolled in based on accepting the terms and conditions. Yes. They're saying they didn't make the charge, but the charge came about not reading the terms and conditions stating that they will be charged. At that time, they could have not went forward for the contest entry, okay? They could have not done that and they wouldn't have gotten charged, but they didn't read the terms and conditions, so that's where the charge came from.
Okay. Thank you for the help, Bernadette. So if that's the case, I guess we're all said and done right now. So I'd love to ask Bernadette, is the cardholder tried to contact you guys to cancel the subscription?
No, I don't see a notation that they have. Typically, we do hear before we hear from the bank, but they have not reached out to us at all.
No communication from cardholder to cancel the service. So if that's the case, Bernadette, thank you for the help. And since that I already got the information that I needed, I'll just proceed with the dispute here and
You
deny them
aren't
out.
proceeding with the dispute? I thought you
No.
wasn't doing the dispute.
No, ma'am. We're going to end the dispute right now.
Okay, that was the
Or
whole
cancel the
point.
dispute.
Yes, so yes, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you, sir. If that's the case, thank you for the help and goodbye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.